I have a confession to make. I'm a junkie. A Bible junkie. It all started. I was sitting in the park. I saw a little black book underneath the bench, and I picked it up and thumbed through it. It was a pocket-sized New Testament. I thumbed through it some more, and then I did it. I read a verse. Don't ask me why, because Lord knows I didn't want to. But I read a verse. It was in Matthew, and within a couple of days, I was through Mark and Luke and heading towards John. That was just the start, though. I went on to bigger things. I read a full King James with concordance. I went out and I got about 8 different Bibles and I stashed them everywhere. My drawers, my car, the water cooler at work. I couldn't get through the day without the word. That's addict slang for the Bible. Well, I was doing okay, and then one weekend I did it. I went up to the mountains and I forgot my Bible. It's hard to talk about now. I got the shakes, and I broke out in a cold sweat. I might not have made it if I hadn't found a Boy Scout who read me John 3:16 for 4 hours straight. Well, pretty soon my so-called friends found out about it. I mean, I was reading a lot, but I wasn't blind. All of a sudden, I didn't get invited to those kind of parties anymore. College newspaper voted me most likely to become a nun. Didn't bother me, though. It really didn't bother me until a couple of months ago, this girl I liked. Her dad said that he didn't want his daughter going out with my kind of guy. Yeah, my kind of guy. I mean, like I had a disease or something. I don't know how he found out. He must have seen my tracks. Didn't stop me, though. Just got me deeper into it. I started pushing. I started getting other people hooked. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. I'm a real sicko. A real scum. Well, hey! I've been to doctors, and they couldn't help. They put me on dosages of awake. It put me to sleep. I didn't know where to turn. My friends couldn't help. My girl left me. Then one day I slowed down, and instead of just reading the Bible, I started believing it. And then, as if believing wasn't enough, I started living it. All of a sudden, I realized I didn't have a problem anymore. Because it didn't matter what my friends or my girl's dad or the doctors thought of me. All that matters is that Jesus loves me. And that right there is so neat. I'm proud not to be just a Bible junkie, but a Jesus junkie. I'm hooked, but I'm hooked on the real thing. Thank you.
I want to talk to you for a minute about an old man I met. He said, "Boy, you look in trouble, and I bet your life's a mess." He said, "I used to have the same problem too. I was way out of control. You know, the only thing that set it right for me was a little good old rock and roll. I put my feet on the rock and my name on the roll. And when it's called up yonder, I won't worry about my soul. I know my home is waiting and it's something to behold. I put my feet on the rock and my name on the roll. I Never heard the gospel spread like that before. I guess the message comes in many ways. Those simple words of wisdom can open heaven's door. So every time I get the chance, I say, come on and put your feet on the rock and your name on the road. So when it's called up yonder, you won't worry about your soul. You know your home is waiting and it's something to behold. So put your feet on the rock and your name on the road. Put your feet on the rock and your name on the road. So when it's called up yonder, you won't worry about your soul. You know your home is waiting and it's something to behold. So put your feet on the rock and your name on the road. Come on and put your feet on the rock and your name on the road. When it's called up yonder, you won't worry about your soul. You know your home is waiting, and it's something to behold. So put your feet on the rock, your name on the road. Now put your feet on the rock, and your name on the road.
Today we're interviewing Fred, the nicest man on earth.
Well, thanks.
Hey, Fred, remember me? You helped me move last year.
Oh, yeah, Bob. Hope you like the new place.
Wow, you remembered my name.
Yes, everyone who knows Fred likes Fred.
Fred, thanks for all your help.
Everyone would agree. If anyone will get into heaven, Fred will.
Fred, I really appreciate you helping my boy with sports.
Yes, Fred is a great guy. But his goodness won't get him into heaven.
It won't?
The Bible says that heaven is a gift from God, not something we earn.
Really? Wait, if you can't earn your way to heaven, what's the point of being good?
Being good is something you do out of gratefulness to God once you've accepted his gift.
So being good doesn't count at all?
When do you know when you've done enough good, Fred? Fred, that's the point. We can't do enough. That's why God offers to forgive us if we'll just admit we need his help.
This is our fourth edition of Highways and Byways, and we've received some good feedback from a few folks so far, but we still haven't heard from you. Yes, you. And what do we want to hear from you? We want to hear your comments about Highways and Byways. We want to hear your prayer requests so we can take them before the Lord. We'd like to hear your suggestions for future editions of this audio magazine. You know, maybe someone's thrown a tough God-related question, a spiritually related question at you. Maybe a Bible verse that you'd like clarification on. Maybe you want to become a highway minister and get involved with this ministry outreach. You know, just because we're out driving on the road all week doesn't mean we can't do anything for God. If you've been wondering how you can effectively play a part in spreading the gospel, if you've been asking God to show you how you can have a ministry at the same time that you're making a living, perhaps this is an avenue for you. If you want to talk directly with us for any reason at all, leave your contact information, your phone number, an email address, or even snail mail. We will respond. On the front of this CD, you're going to find several ways to get in touch with us, including a 24-hour voicemail line. It's toll-free. You can call in and share your thoughts, your concerns, or questions. No one's going to answer, just a recorded greeting. This voicemail line also covers our weekly radio program, House of Prayer Radio. So just let us know that you're responding to a Highways and Byways CD and where you picked it up from. That'll help us a lot. First names are fine, and CB handles the work too. Now, if you don't have a prayer request, if you don't have a suggestion or a question, we still want to hear from you on that voicemail line. Call in, speak a good word of encouragement, give us a little testimony of what the Lord's done in your life. Because you never know when the thing that you share might be going out to somebody who desperately needs a word of encouragement that you have at just that moment. Now, whatever the reason, take a moment, let us know you're out there. We'll be blessed, others are going to be blessed, and you'll be blessed.